This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, Google, Facebook, Twitter to testify before Congress. Colorado's net neutrality bill heads to the governor's desk. Netflix killed Apple AirPlay. Would you rent a movie for $3,000? Rumors about the... And there's also rumors about on the latest MacBook Pro and Samsung Galaxy Note 10. Those are some of the tech news from this evening. And I want to welcome you to episode 1359 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, April 8th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying subscribed. I also want to give a big warm welcome to all the new listeners as well. If this is the first time, thank you for tuning in. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the podcast. On the right-hand side column of the website, there's various ways you can do so to subscribe. That'll be Apple Podcasts, Android, email, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or if you have, or a standard, the old school way, the RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, click on more subscribe options. It'll show you how to get started and subscribe to the podcast. Also on, please visit geeknewscentral.com daily to read the great content written by the Geek News Central writing team. There's a lot of great stuff coming out each and every day. So please be sure to check it out. If you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am not on Twitter, but I am on Facebook. You can follow me by searching my name. My first name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C as in cat, O-R-L-E-S-S. If you want to hang out with us on the Slack channel, you can do so by sending Todd an email at geeknews@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, or you can always visit us and join us on our chat at geeknews.chat. I'm usually there between Monday and Thursday evenings before prepping for the episode for Monday's and Thursday's episode. You can watch the show on the Apple TV, or you can listen or watch on Blueberry.com. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, all you have to do is say the magic keyword for those devices. You know what they are. I'm not going to say them because I don't want to trigger anyone's devices. And then say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Partner shows include GNC Week in Review, hosted by myself, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team, the New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenley, and also Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends GoDaddy, who is the longest-running continuous sponsor of podcast. Over at GoDaddy, get all of your products and services, and that's at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Yes, you can post things on Facebook. Yes, you can post things on different chats, what have you. But if you want to personalize your own site, brand yourself, keep putting yourself out there for all to see, and maybe you want to open up a blog or a journal, which is the same thing as a blog, or even having a podcast. There is a lot of tools that are available, and GoDaddy and Todd has some great savings for you. Starting off with save 30% on new product purchases, get a .com for 99 cents new or transfer for new customers, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting, first year with a free domain, or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of business, your personal business or business plus plans. There's a lot of tools that are available, email support, various things that are available that you can list. I'm not going to mention them all because there's a lot of great tools that are available and great customer service. So please be sure to pass along the great deals with friends, family, knocked over a mic. Please pass along the savings to and people that you, friends, family, people that you know. Copy and paste it on Facebook or on Twitter or all the other social sites. Just don't put them on any message boards. And this is a great way to support the podcast and also support Todd, who pays the make sure there's gas in the car, food in the food on the table, mortgage is paid, and also you mentioned last week that he's moving to back onto the mainland United States, so he needs all the support he can get. So please be sure to go on to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We thank GoDaddy for all their support for this podcast. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, I'm filling in for Todd while he's away. He's down in Las Vegas and for the NAB show. And the NAB show is held in Las Vegas every year. And usually they'll have sessions and breakout panels and talking about different topics in the broadcasting space and the TV space, et cetera, which is the same thing. But the one thing that what I enjoy, and I would love to go down there one year, is the gear. And that's audio gear, video gear, camera, switching equipment, you name it. That would be my Christmas, my birthday, my New Year's, all wrapped in one. I can just spend hours visiting all the different types of stuff they have out there. So hopefully maybe next year I'll go down there. But there's a lot of cool stuff there. So and also it's great that with podcasting, podcasting is now a norm now than it was back then. There's a podcasting pavilion. That's where Todd is with Raw Voice Blueberry. He's down there. And they also have the podcasting pavilion also has his company amongst gear, audio gear, microphones, et cetera. So it's awesome that podcasting is more in the forefront of broadcasting in some type of different medium. So I think that's awesome. So he'll be back a week from today. I'll be filling in for this episode and Thursday's episode, and he'll be on the road, audio only from the Blueberry Studios a week from today. I want to say, first of all, before we get into the content on this episode, I just want to give a little backstory. If you're new to the podcast, want to know a little about me and how I came part of the GNC team. I'm the executive producer for the podcast. I put the show notes and the time codes all together, putting all the show topics together. And then when I have everything lined up, I send a message to Todd via Slack. Everything's done. And then when the episode comes out, I'll go back and put the time codes in. And that's what I've been doing. This is my second year. This is your second year anniversary. I came aboard April of this week in 2017. So I am having a lot of fun putting the show together. I look forward to Mondays and Thursday evenings, putting the show together on the latest tech news that's been happening. And just to give you a brief history on how I came about on the podcast, Todd reached out on Facebook. He posted that he was looking for someone to assist with him on show prep and book guests and things of that nature. So I sent him an email, and to be honest, I never really heard of a podcast before. I mean, I didn't really hear much of what a podcast is, and I didn't really know what it was. And I've come to find out there's a lot of podcasts that are out there from tech and politics and things of that nature. So it's pretty cool to come across, you know, Geek News Central. I listen to it. I still do. I've been listening for about 2-3 years. This was back in 2015, maybe a little before that. And I love the content, the tech news that he delivers. It talks about, before it goes into tech, he talks about what's going on with him, and his life, and his family, and things of that nature. So he reached out, so he put a post on Facebook that he needed some help, with the podcast. So I reached out, And I told him a little about me and that I'm a big Ohana listener. I've been listening for the past few years. And he called me. I spoke with. He called me, I think, a week or so later. This was in was March, April. Yeah, it was like the third week of March that I spoke with him, and we talked about 15 to 20 minutes. And I told him that a little bit about me. I live in Hamilton, New Jersey. I have a full-time job. I'm a collection representative, and I told a little about myself and how I was interested in putting the show together and things whatever he's needed. So, long story short, I came aboard 2 years ago and putting the show together, and it's a great experience. I want to get into the main goal that I want to get into is in video production and edit videos and produce videos and things of that nature. So I'm getting a lot of valuable experience, and I also went down with him along with Colton Clymer, his second cousin, down to CES 2018 last year, and I was the social media producer, and I took keeping an eye on YouTube, on the streams, and posting things on the posting pictures and video on the live blog. We were there for the entire week, and I had a blast. I saw a lot of great tech, but just to get involved and be involved in producing, be a producer for the live show during the 4 days that were there was amazing. I met with a lot of great people from the Tech Podcast Network. I met Don Bain. I met with Scott Ertz and the F5 Live people with Plugits Live. Great bunch of people. So it was a lot of fun. I wasn't there this year because he wanted to, but he had his mom with him. So I will be down there next year with the Plugits Live people team. I don't know exactly what role I'll be in. For CES 2020, I'm looking forward to being a part of producing the live show for NEB for 2020. So that's not until January of next year. So I'll either me or I or Todd will keep you guys apprised on what's going on for CES 2020. And I want to thank everyone for suggesting me coming on as a guest host. I appreciate everyone's feedback and comments. And I know there's one or two people were saying that I was taking over the podcast. I'm not. I'm just guest hosting. And it's a little, initially, it was a little bumpy at first because I was a little nervous with the podcast. I think I guest hosted, this is my sixth podcast of an episode, sixth time I'm guest hosting, I believe. I could be off. I know I say a lot of ums. I'm trying not to say ums, but it's getting better. It's not easy recording when you haven't done it before. But it's given me a lot of great experience. I'm learning as I go. And I have my own podcast, GNC Week in Review, that I record on Friday evenings. It's about the got the 20th episode coming up, and it's all about, and basically with my podcast, very briefly, GNC Week in Review, it's an extension of Geek News Central's podcast. It's about tech news that's been going on during the week, be it Tuesday through Friday, and there's a lot of news that's going on, so I compile, get the latest stories from the week, and also I throw in what's trending during the week for Google, Twitter and YouTube, what's trending. Also dive into the streaming news, any streaming news coming up that's going on, government and tech news. So there's a lot of news that's happened sort of during the week. So I give a wrap up on all the tech news from the week, and also I get into depth on any news that's the GNC, the Geek News Central writing team posts as well. So I'll incorporate that in the show, in the podcast. So it's every Friday evening, and it'll record it Friday evening, and I post it as soon as I'm done recording. And so if you want to check it out, the podcast out, you can check it out on the link up in the partner show, up in the show notes. Up on geeknews.com, you'll see where to go. So I just want to thank everyone for their support and their comments and feedback. It's greatly appreciated. I feel a part of the Ohana in some way, and you all are very, if I'm helping someone out, as far as getting the news out and saving some money on deals that happens and have ways to help your tech, as far as someone that's benefiting from the information and help, it makes it all the worthwhile. So I really do appreciate it. Okay, enough about me. Let's jump in with the tech news from today. And there's a little bit of video streaming news, and there's some government news and some rumor news. So let's jump in with the video news for this week. Netflix new iOS app has dropped AirPlay support. Now, supposedly the situation was that Netflix done this, that retaliation for Apple's decision to release its own streaming services, which will compete with Netflix. Now, Netflix is saying, no, it's got nothing to do with it. It so happens that the new AirPlay 2 enabled TVs are currently on market, and Netflix can't tell the difference between which devices support AirPlay 2 streaming and which don't, because the service lacks digital identifiers. Since Netflix can't guarantee that Netflix are going to get the best experience on those TV sets, the company is pulling support altogether, and they give a statement. The Netflix statement is, we want to make sure our members have a great Netflix experience on any device they use with AirPlay support rolling out to third-party devices. There isn't a way for us to distinguish between devices, which is an Apple TV, versus what isn't, or certify these experiences. Therefore, we decided to discontinue Netflix AirPlay support to ensure our standard of quality of viewing is quality for viewing is being met. Members can continue to access on the built-in app across Apple TV and other devices. Now, if you want to watch your mobile device on Netflix, on how to use your iOS device to watch Netflix on your TV, well, you can go with Chromecast. And I'll have a link up in the show notes and with instructions. And speaking of Chromecast, there's a great link that I pulled from makeuseof.com. It is entitled What is Chromecast and How Does It Work? And it'll give you details what Chromecast is, how does it work, which platforms they use. So I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out for that. Now, do you happen to have $3,000 to burn? Well, I sure don't, and I don't think a lot of other people will, but apparently Red Carpet Films hopes that you'll have $3,000 to rent first run films. Apparently this isn't entirely new, because there's also hefty premiums to watch the newest movies in their homes. For $1,500 to $3,000, Red Carpet Films allows customers with a minimum credit card limit of, listen to this, $50,000 to watch movies like Shazam and Godzilla King of the Monsters as soon as they hit theaters. The rentals are good for two viewings in a 36-hour period, though customers have to clear a rigorous application process and buy a $15,000 box. Wow, that connects to their home theater system and comes with privacy safeguards. Apparently, in 2013, Prima Cinema Player began offering first-run films, but had a $35,000 setup fee, and that's wow. And studios like Warner Brothers have considered offering early movie rentals for $50 to $30. Even Apple is toying with the idea. And Red Carpet Films says they could still net $300 million in annual revenue. They doubt studios will turn down additional $25 million to $50 million annually. So, to be honest, I don't have $3,000 to spend on a movie rental, but this is a good. Do you think that's a good idea? $3,000 from a movie rental? Love to hear what you think about it. Send me an email at pa@geeknewscentral.com. Todd talked about Game of Thrones season 8, and there's a lot of fans that are excited, and it's now going to they are excited for the final show's final season. It's going to may come running to HBO Now, the channel's $15 a month streaming service, but they won't stick around once it's done. There's a company, Second Measure, a company that analyzes consumer behavior, said it expects subscribers will flock to HBO Now for this final season, but according to past data, viewers likely won't stick around after the series ends for good. Second Measure looked at trends before and after previous seasons of the show to reach that conclusion. The report says, quote, roughly half of the subscriber group from Game of Thrones season 6 vanished within 3 months of the finale. Our latest analysis, updated to include season 7 data, found a similar effect around the Game of Thrones premiere. HBO Now members in the U.S. spiked 91% during season 7, but steadily fell for 6 months after the show's finale. In government in tech news, Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, Google, Twitter is to testify over online censorship. For the past couple of years, conservatives have said they're under attack from the very services they use to communicate. Now, Capitol Hill lawmakers are holding their second hearing to discuss the issue. The Senate Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on the Constitution is scheduled a hearing for Wednesday titled, quote, Stifling Free Speech, Technological Censorship, and the Public Discourse. Wow, that's a mouthful. A Facebook spokesperson said Neil Potts, its public policy director, will be testifying. Twitter and Google are expected to attend as well. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said last year during a hearing with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he said, quote, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. If I get these words out, I'm tongue-tied. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Wednesday's hearing will mark the second time tech executives will testify on Capitol Hill, specifically discuss censorship. Last year, the House Energy and Commerce Committee discussed censorship with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. While the Senate will be focused on censorship concerns, the House of Representatives are busy discussing the spread of online extremism. And there's a link up in the show notes from CNET.com where at the time and the where you can watch the video streaming on the committee's website. In other government news, the Federal Trade Commission pledged in November to investigate loot boxes, and it sent out the timeline for the first steps in the process. It will hold a public workshop on August 7th to look into consumer protection issues linked with them. Now, if you don't know what loot boxes are, they are in-game items that offer players digital goods and are often purchased real money, but because the virtual rewards players earn when they open loot boxes are randomized, some regulators have deemed them a form of gambling. Belgium banned them, and the Netherlands have prohibited them in certain games. Legislatures in several states, along with regulatory elsewhere, has also looked into practice. This summer's workshop should help FTC commissioners learn more about loot boxes and how they affect consumers. With the help of industry representatives, consumer advocates, trade associations, academics, and government officials, the agency is inviting the public to suggest topics and participants for the workshop. And I'll have a link up in the show notes where you can submit comments on the subject of loot boxes up until October 11th, and the workshop will take place in Washington, D.C., and the FTC will stream the proceedings on its website. So I'll have a link up in the show notes. This is from Engadget.com. Todd talked about net neutrality's bill. That's not going to happen in the U.S. It passed the House. It's definitely not going to pass the Senate. Now you can add Colorado to the growing list of states finalizing state-level net neutrality legislation. Colorado's new Senate Bill 78 will not only block ISPs from engaging in all the usual anti-competitive shenanigans, blocking or otherwise throttling a competing service, but would also force ISPs to pay back state taxpayer-backed grants if they engage in said behaviors. After a last-second GOP attempt to add porn filters to the legislation failed, the bill passed the Colorado General Assembly last week and heads the desk of Colorado Governor Jared Polis for signature. The Colorado legislators note the effort is just one of 120 bills and resolutions in 34 states and crafted on the subject since Ajit Pai's FCC voted to kill net neutrality in late 2017. The bills are a direct reflection of the strong bipartisan majority of Americans that support such protection. So good on Colorado on that. Hopefully the rest of us, hopefully that neutrality bill comes up to vote in the Senate, and hopefully it passes, but something tells me it's not going to happen. In the rumor mill on this episode, we're going to start with a few months ago, a well-known analyst, Ming Chai Kuo, outlined his expectations for new Apple products in 2019, including a 16-inch to 16.5-inch MacBook Pro, a 31.6-inch 6K, wow, oh my goodness, 6K, 6K standalone display, and a 10.2 iPad. Now he follows up with a research note, and he revised some of the details and timing. And it's not really, it's in Chinese, so it's on the link. I'll have a link up in the show notes. You can check it out. But it's translated where he now predicts that Apple will release a new 15-inch to 17-inch MacBook Pro in the first half of 2021 and a new 10-inch to 12-inch iPad between the first quarter of 2020 and the first quarter of 2021. He still expects the 31.6-inch Apple, 6K Apple display to launch in either the second or third quarter of this year. So we will see what happens with the Apple news, if that's true or not, with the Apple event. So stay tuned. In other rumor news over on CNET.com, Samsung will reportedly offer the Galaxy Note 10 with both a 6.28-inch and a 6.75-inch screen, according to a Monday report from ET News. The phones could come in LTE and 5G versions. The Note 10 isn't yet confirmed, but Samsung has been releasing a version of the phone early every year since the Galaxy Note was announced in 2011. Lately, the company has launched the device in August. Samsung didn't immediately respond to requests for comments, so we'll see what happens with Samsung on that news. Meanwhile, in other tech news, on AndroidCentral.com, GameStop's spring sale is offering big discounts on best-selling games, console bundles, and more. I'll have a link up in the show notes. There's digital downloads of Grand Theft Auto 5 for $15 to physical copies of Kingdom Hearts 3 for $39.99. There's a few Nintendo Switch games that are discounted, such as the Lego Harry Potter collection that's down to $19.99. There are select X1 bundles that comes with a $50 gift card, discounts on PlayStation 4 bundles. So I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out the sale. So if you know of a gamer or know of a gamer or you're a gamer, you can check that out for yourself. Speaking of Xbox, sort of, in Microsoft news, Microsoft's Windows 10 May 2019 update can be downloaded now. If you want to be one of the first to experience Microsoft's Windows 10 May 2019 update, you can. The release is now live for Windows Insiders and a program you can easily join. I'll have a link up in the show notes so you can check it out on how you can install it and all that good stuff. In app news, and I didn't really hear about this app. It's called Viber. It's a chat app that now lets you buy local numbers that anyone you can call on. This is a chat and messaging app that was acquired by Japanese e-commerce titan Rakuten, Rakuten, for $900 million 5 years ago. And they're introducing a new subscription service that users pay to have a local phone number that anyone can call. Now, with Viber local number, which had been closed in beta until now, users can pay $4.99 per month to access a local telephone number for anyone outside of Viber to call or text or SMS. For the caller, it costs whatever their network rates are for calling a local number, while the Viber user doesn't pay anything extra beyond their monthly subscription. Now, there are a few caveats for now. Viber can't call out using their local number, and they can't respond to text messages using their local number. So if someone messaged you on your special Viber number asking a question, you won't be able to respond. The company told VentureBeat, and the link's in the show notes, that it plans to make the number function bi-directionally in the future. So I'll have a link up in the show notes. You can check it out. Speaking of apps, the Google Play Store has a problem with violent games made for kids. Google's issues with disturbing child-oriented content extend beyond YouTube. Wired has found dozens of Android apps in the Play Store that were rated as safe for kids but featured gruesome content. Mad Max Zombies was rated PG-13, but had you gunning down the undead with plenty of blood, while Baby Panda Dental Care had you pulling teeth in the fairly graphic fashion. There were also pay-to-play slot machines and apps with questionable uses of location tracking and device permissions. Out of 52 titles Wired sent to Google, 16 have either been removed outright or released with more appropriate ratings and permissions. Mad Max Zombies is now the PEGI 12 rated Mad Ward Zombies, for instance. However, it's not clear just how many other titles have been altered, and some offenders have over 100,000 installs. Engadget contacted Google if they can comment, and they haven't heard back. Huawei is going to become the world's largest smartphone maker in 2020, offering 5G as an olive branch to Apple. The company, it's at this point, it's unclear whether the companies have engaged in any conversations. And also a recent report from Fast Company cites an anonymous source who claims Apple has, lost confidence in Intel after the chipmaker failed to meet certain development deadlines. When asked for comment, a Intel spokesperson said that the company plans to support customer device launches in 2020 with its XMM8160 5G multi-mode modem. So we'll see what happens if Apple is going to take up on Huawei's offer on getting their 5G chipsets to their products. We'll see what happens. Twitter just took another big step to help boot spammers off its platform. It's cutting the number of accounts Twitter users can follow from $1,000 users per day to just 400. The idea with a new limit is that to help prevent spammers from rapidly growing their networks by following Twitter accounts in a quote, bulk, aggressive, or indiscriminate manner, something that's a violation of Twitter rules. A number of services were recently banned from Twitter's API for doing the same thing. The companies also offer tools. Twitter at the beginning of the year suspended a good handful of apps filing its rules against around following and following churn, but booting the companies only addressed those that aim to profit by simply providing spammy automations as a service that others could use. In a response to Twitter's tweet about the new limits, several have responded to ask why the number 400 was chosen, as that is still far more than a regular Twitter user would need to follow in a single day. Some users said it took years to get to the point of following hundreds of people. Meanwhile, the business use case for following 400 people is somewhat debatable. debatable, excuse me, as DMs can be left open and companies can tweet a special URL to send customers to their inbox to continue a conversation. No following or unfollowing needed on the other side. So it's either it's so it's good on Twitter for this. We'll see what happens going forward. In deals for this episode, there's a link up in the show notes from the kindrededeals.com. This car charger changes colors, monitors your car battery, remembers where you park for $14. The ROAV by Anker Smart Charge Halo connects to your phone over Bluetooth while you drive. When you turn the car off and the Bluetooth connection breaks, the ROAV app will mark down your parking location on maps so you can find your way back. That's cool. There's also there's three ports, including a quick charge. There's a promo code for it. And there's also a customizable accent light. The LED ring around the USB ports can display 16,000 different colors, and you can choose your favorite from the app to make it perfectly match or stand out from your own dashboard's lighting. So pretty cool. So I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. And finally, and this is the news is a little late this week, but I want to bring up to attention, and I know a lot of people have played Fortnite. I never heard of Fortnite, but apparently it's like the hottest thing since sliced bread. Fortnite is now holding its World Cup Finals beginning July 26th. The developer has announced that the World Cup Finals will take place between July 26th and July 28th at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center's Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York City. Again, a mouthful. If you agree to go, you can pre-register through Ticketmaster's verified fan system. Yes, esports are big enough that Epic is fighting ticket bots and scalpers. I don't know why anyone would do that, but okay. Those who do get in will receive a Season 10 Battle Pass as well as an unspecified number of V-Bucks, so you have a strong incentive to do more than watch from home. The World Cup promises to offer some of the highest stakes in esports memory, with a $30 million prize pool available for the solo and dual players who reach NYC. The winners will collect $3 million, while everyone else will make at least $50,000, which we're getting for that far. So that's awesome. But so if you're a Fortnite player, I'll link up in the show notes where you can register. And if you win, that's awesome. And that is the tech news for this Monday, April 8th. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. Please be sure to check out the great deals over at GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Another way of supporting the podcast is through the Insider Program at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can support the podcast by with 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, or even $60 a month. It's a great way to support the podcast as well. Another option, it helps me, pay the bills, including me. So I really do appreciate all of your support. So that's again, that geeknewscentral.com/insider. Love to hear from you all. Great being on the podcast and guest hosting for today's episode. Love to hear your comments, thoughts, suggestions. Want to say hi. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. Thanks for tuning in for this week and for this episode. And I'll be back with you on Thursday's episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, I will talk to you all soon.